The Andromeda Galaxy, pictured right there, is a barred spiral galaxy. It's the nearest and largest galaxy to our galaxy, the Milky Way. It's found in the constellation Andromeda, hence its name. And it's most prominent, actually, during this time of year, autumn evenings in the Northern Hemisphere. It's also called M31, after Messier 31. Charles Messier discovered it. He cataloged it in 1764. It was his 31st discovery. It can be seen at night with the naked eye, on evenings without moonlight or much light pollution, like our North Dakota Badlands, where Teddy Roosevelt first saw Andromeda in the 1880s. Later, as president, he was fond of taking his White House guests on a walk through the grounds of the White House. And inevitably, he would point them skyward. There was a lot less light pollution in Washington, D.C. from 1901 to 1909 than today. Roosevelt would say to his guests, pointing, "That is the Andromeda Galaxy. It is one of 100 million galaxies. It is 2.5 million light years from us. And it has 100 billion stars, most of them larger and brighter than our own sun." And he and his guests would just stare in silence. And then Roosevelt would grin and he would say, "I think we feel small enough now. Let's go back in and go back to work." He loved to do that. You see, Roosevelt believed that for people to work together effectively and for truth to prevail when people work together, everyone needs to understand where they are in the grand scheme of things. And in the grand scheme of things, we are very, very small and fragile. And Roosevelt believed that self-importance or a lack of humility prevents a person from growing. It prevents personal growth. And it prevents, a lack of humility prevents successful interpersonal exchanges that are necessary for politics, that are necessary for the workplace, that are necessary in our own families. And it's also necessary in our spiritual life. That's why our Lord said in today's gospel, "If you exalt yourself, I will humble you. But if you humble yourself, I will exalt you." When I taught humility in high school, I always simply told my students what the word means. Humility comes from the word humus. And you know what that is? It's dirt. It's the ground. It's soil. But humus is the good soil. It's the topsoil of our crops. It's that black organic dirt, like we hauled in over here before we put in sod. So when we are humble, we're grounded. We're remembering that we came from the dust, and we will return to the dust like we say so often on Ash Wednesday. When we are humble, we know that God is God and we are his creatures, the creation. And that's all Roosevelt was trying to do whenever he pointed to the sky and spoke. He was reminding all of those around him, but first himself, that we are not the creator. We are part of the creation. And we need to be humble. We need to remain small, or we're going to tend to want to become the creator. That's what we tend to do. We tend to want to be God. That's how sin came into the world. The serpent said to Adam and Eve, remember? Oh, no, 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 no. If you eat the apple, you will become like God. That's why God doesn't want you to eat the apple. Sin will continue in the world as long as we act like we're God, or think like we're God, or make decisions that belong to God. We need to be humble. We need to save us from ourselves. That's why Pope Francis went so far to say, unless you humble yourself, you have to do it to yourself. Unless you humble yourself, you are not Christian. And then he spoke about how we have to lower ourselves, which stargazing does so well. The greatest regular act of humility in our lives is what we're doing right now, coming to Mass. As our Lord's creation, worshiping our Creator. All right. Yesterday, I watched a documentary on what's going to happen in about 3 billion years. And what's going to happen is that as our star dies, our sun dies, it's going to get very, very hot. And as the hydrogen is depleted, the sun will lose its gravitational core, and it's going to get really, really big. Now, that's global warming. Our oceans will be vaporized. Life will not be possible on Earth. But that's just a part of our problem. The other part of our problem is Andromeda is coming for us. It's moving towards our galaxy at a rate of 68 miles per second. Andromeda will collide with our galaxy in 3.5 billion years. Roosevelt said it had 1 billion suns. We know now it has over 1 trillion suns. So that galaxy with 1 trillion suns is going to collide with our galaxy, and it's going to be messy. But for right now, we're in the sweet spot of God's plan. We're living between the tumultuous beginning and the messy end. And Andromeda will be safe at a distance. And what I want to do is, when our presidential library is done in Medora, our presidential library to President Theodore Roosevelt Jr., our 26th president, I want to go out to that library. I want to walk out to the patio on some clear night, and I want to look up and I want to see Andromeda where he first saw it. And I want to think, as I look at that galaxy, how small I am and how fragile I am. I want to think of how insignificant I will soon be. And I want to think of how hopeless it all really is without the hope of Jesus Christ.